Hello, 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 John Mason. How is everybody? Hope you're all well. I'll start off with wishing my Christian friends a very happy Easter. May it be meaningful to you. And Easter is a season for when Donald Trump is now hawking, yes, he is hawking, his own version of the Holy Bible, the King James edition. And it's one of his many scams, his latest scam towards the evangelical Christian community. And it's no different from his Trump sneakers. The Trump Bible is $60 a piece, and it has the lyrics of the Lee Greenwood song, God Bless the USA, which is a favorite among way to the right circles. And it also has the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, Pledge of Allegiance, all that. Like I said, and I have no doubt that the evangelical voters will purchase some copies. And that's what amazed me. I always wondered, how can these evangelical fundamentalist type Christian voters, people who want to ban pornography, ban immorality, however they call it, so clean living, no swearing, no cussing, no drinking, etc. How can such people vote for this guy who has 91 indictments against him, is on trial in 4 jurisdictions, and as a known racist and anti-Semite, is notorious for cheating on his business contractors, his wives, his taxes, and his golf. A man who talks about make America great again, but sold his soul to the devil Putin. And I have no doubt that Trump allowed Putin to get his hands on vital intelligence data, which I'm sure I know Putin has passed on to Iran and other hostile states. How can such a voting bloc, moralistic voting bloc, vote for a person who is utterly, totally, absolutely, to put it delicately, amoral? And they've allowed him to autograph Bibles, like he was the author. That is utterly blasphemous. A disrespect to a certain religion's holy book. And for so long, this voting bloc of evangelicals has talked about Trump like he is God's agent, God's servant, and maybe even God himself. I've seen videos of people all in distress, all upset, praying not to the one true God on high, but to Trump. Please, President Trump, save us! And of course, I'm still etched in my memory the period on CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference in 2022, where they trundled out a fiberglass statue of Trump, of a cartoonish Trump, and people have been bowing down to it, like it was an idol. And that was at the same time the Trump Plaza was demolished. In my religion, that's called idolatry. These evangelicals who like I have learned been taught thou shalt not make any graven images of me, or thou shalt have no other gods before me. And that so many of them worship Trump. Even I remember in the early 70s, all through the 80s, the religious right movement was a power in the Republican Party. The Republican politicians saw the evangelical Christians as a voting bloc. If the Republican politicians talk the talk of the religious right, they'll get their votes. And it'll turn out on election day and in efforts to pass out literature and campaign for the candidate. But instead of the Republican politicians taking over the religious right, it happened in reverse. The religious right has taken over the Republican Party from the ward committee on up. And this has got to be so that they've been corrupted by the power they wield within the Republican Party. And they've campaigned to eliminate Roe v. Wade. And they had their wish in the Dodds decision. And by the way, I remember all the demonstrations against that. But that doesn't deter them. And they've been a power not to do anything that, use that power not to do anything, any of the stuff that Jesus talked about, clothe the naked, feed the hungry, visit the sick and imprisoned. It's about terrorizing populations they don't like LGBTQs and transgender kids and any intelligent discussion about sex. And this is why it's led them to hitch their wagon to a man who could be the Antichrist if he had the brains. This is what has happened. And it is a voting bloc has turned into a cancer that metastasized all over the Republican Party. Which means we, on the other side, we who actually practice what Jesus preached, even if we're not Christians, we who genuinely care about our neighbors, our Jewish neighbors like me, our Muslim neighbors, our gay neighbors, our trans neighbors, we care about our neighbors, all of them, and we care about our communities. We want to see programs geared towards the people, geared for lifting people up, not terrorizing other populations. Which means we get out and vote. That's the secret sauce. That's our secret weapon. That's not so secret. Our vote. If we educate ourselves and organize ourselves and vote, that is what's going to stop the Republican Party, which quite frankly has turned into a fascist cult, and their deity is Trump. On April 23rd in Pennsylvania is the primary election day. Get out there and vote. And November 5th is the general election day. Get out and vote. So that all religions may be free to practice their faith. And that's it. Get out there and vote. Like our lives and our rights and our country depend on it. Because it does. Okay, I'm all talked out, and now advertisements. My work in this podcast and my videos and my blog and my poetry and my fiction, it's work. Totally work. I work on that work. I deserve to be paid for that work that I work on. And also a little extra to raise my work into a higher level. please contact my website, johnomason.com, and click either the Buy Me a Coffee button or the PayPal button, and please donate to my work. I greatly appreciate it. And now, my novel, Soldier of the Cross, is available on Amazon.com. It's the story of David Lucas, who as a young man in the early 60s is a drunk and a whore chaser and a school bully. He gets in trouble in the army. He comes out of the army as a born-again fanatical Christian, a fanatical manly man for Jesus who just wants to serve Jesus, but the way he goes about it leads him to disaster. Please pick it up. Soldier of the Cross on Amazon.com. And also, Hemporific is a lovely little CBD product store located on Snyder Avenue near 15th Street in South Philadelphia. There you'll find some of the finest cannabis-infused products. Gummies and candies and flowers and tea and lip balm and hand sanitizer and dog treats. Yeah, dog treats. Look them up, please. HemporificLLC.com. And also, my beloved career and business coach, Michelle Snow. Michelle is excellent in helping you develop your small business or professional career. Let you know what you're doing right, where you need work, and help you network with other small entrepreneurs and professionals. Please look her up. GrowWithSnow.com. Alrighty then. That is the task ahead of us. Get out there and vote and preserve our democracy and improve on our democracy as much as we can. And we sure won't get with another Donald Trump presidency. It's going to be even worse if he gets a second term. He'll be a dictator, as he said on day one. He's not going to stop being a dictator. Don't kid yourself. So please, get out there and vote. Thank you. To my Christian friends again, Happy Easter. And everyone have a good weekend and Shabbat Shalom. Bye.